This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, here's what Trump's doing, Lee. Executive orders slashing funds for PBS.
Yeah, and NPR.
And NPR.
Yep.
Right, okay. Now, in 5-4-3-2-1, a liberal judicial dictator will be along to tell him he can't do that.
Of course.
He says he can. Okay. This is setting up a test for Congress. Because over at OMB, Budget Director Russell Voigt is preparing what's called a rescission. So this should be easy. This is a simple test for Republicans, okay? When the judge stops this, and this will be stopped by the end of the weekend, when the judge stops this, he's going to send the rescission to Congress. It only requires 51% of the vote in the House or 51 votes in the Senate to strip the funding. Okay, so we should have the votes to do this. Every Republican should be able to vote to defund NPR and PBS. This should be an easy vote for us. No problems. That's what he's setting up. He's setting up to send this over as a rescission. And they have a $9 billion rescission planned. It's also got some of the Doge cuts in it. And Russ Voigt saying, hey, there's going to be multiple ones after this, but we're going to see how this one goes. So this is an opportunity for Republicans to actually live up to their campaign promises and cut some stuff.
Somehow,
very interesting.
Somehow confidence is not high.
No. And this is what's going to ultimately expose them, I think. For what they are. I mean, when you look at Lindsey Graham, I mean, you're going to cut $4 billion over a decade. Look, Doge has worked so hard. Elon Musk has, you know, lost 25% of his net worth doing all of this. You can't find anything to cut. No, would they look at that money like, oh, we'll spend it somewhere else? It's crazy. Meanwhile, Lee, this week has been an orgy of glorification of left-wing violence. Starting with Luigi Mangione. Did you see Luigi the Musical? Where it's a lighthearted fun. I can't imagine it's much fun for the children or the wife of the CEO.
Of the slain CEO, yeah.
No. So you got that going on. We've got not one, but two judges letting Tesla, one of them is a Tesla bomber, the other one defaced six Teslas, walk. Because of their liberal privilege. So you've got that going on. Especially the one judge who let the Tesla bomber, the one who used the two Molotov cocktails, go. So he could take his ADHD medication and his cross-gender hormones so he can continue his transition. They were afraid that Trump would not allow him to have those hormones in federal prison as he awaits trial. So she let him go. He's still going to be tried. But hopefully not in her courtroom because she's obviously going to be weighing on the scale. So all of that is going on. Meanwhile, another judge says Trump can't use a liberal judicial dictator, the Alien Enemies Act, to deport our alien enemy friends.
Yep.
So that'll be appealed, obviously. But this week, Trump, I think a big thing kind of foreshadowing where we're going, and the left will lose it over this. He hinted that he may take up DC Drano's idea. It's a very popular ex account. Of suspending habeas corpus. Good. I mean, to me, the idea, you know, the left's going to go wild. Oh, he's a dictator. Well, no, these aren't U.S. citizens. It would only be for illegals. And you can do it in the Constitution in times of invasion. Yeah, this is an invasion. Rebellion. That's rebellion. He's told them point blank. I think this is why he did it, to leave.
Well, wouldn't you think sanctuary cities would be a form of rebellion?
Yes, that too. I mean, when we reverse the app Biden illegally used to bring them here and give them, hey, look, we'll even pay for your plane ticket out, but you've got to register to leave, and then you don't, that's a rebellion. And that's, I really think they're going to use that legally. I think it's part of the reason they did it. Look, they're rebelling. We told them to leave. They're not legally here. So going to be interesting to see. I got to tell you what, the idea of the Supreme Court deciding these cases is terrifying. I do not trust. I think Amy Coney Barrett has all but become a liberal, especially on open borders issues. And John Roberts goes 50-50. I'm afraid we will create precedent that will make it harder for us to deport people. And the way to fix this really should be Congress passes a bill.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen. I mean, Mike Johnson, again, it's more than a month ago now, said our speaker, no, I'm going to pass a bill. I'm going to rein in these judicial dictators. Nothing. And they've got one floating around in committee, but it's not going anywhere. They're not serious. Meanwhile, we've got this video out online. And Democrats have not been able to figure out what Kilmar Abrego Garcia was actually up to when they pulled the car with him and the illegals that he was trafficking.
Oh, yeah. That is over. So hard to figure out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the video, the cops figured it out in about 10 minutes that he was human trafficking. One of the keys being the car he was driving, belonging to a convicted and deported human trafficker who he described as his boss.
Yeah.
So that's always a tell right there.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
pretty,
I mean, it's for
pretty
me,
good indication, yeah.
Yeah, of what the situation actually is. So that's going on. Meanwhile, Jesse Waters asking Doge, will Doge last? We really need Doge to hang around because the Democrats are, you know, dancing on Elon Musk's grave, really. His, you know, well, that's they're saying, look, Doge is going to be around. Musk is going to work, as you said, in the news 2 days a week. Here's their answer.
It's a long term enterprise.
It's a long term enterprise because if we take our eye off the ball, the waste and fraud will come roaring back.
They can Doge when Democrats get back in power.
We're trying to have it be such that the funding is removed, so the grants are gone. So there's a lot of work required to restart the waste and fraud.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah, and look, here's the thing nobody's taking into account. I really have hope because of this. Again, we don't have totals beyond the first day, but in the first day they stopped $340 million worth of fraud with that new system, right? If what they're saying is true about half a trillion dollars every year still being paid out on programs that have expired, but nobody turned off the transfers of the money, it's going somewhere. I mean, that's a quarter of the deficit. So can you say you saved it yet? No, it's not realized. But what I'm hoping is that we see money begin to stack up. Congress has allocated it, but it's not going anywhere because it was for fraud. Like, I'm hoping we realize that we have this money and then we use it for cuts or for tax cuts or something like that. Meanwhile, the video is out. This is what I started the segment with. Kind of wandering all over the place. But the video is out. The Tennessee Highway Patrol pulling over Maryland man Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And within 10 minutes, the officer figures out he's hauling these people for money. Mm-hmm. He's human trafficking. And a state trooper can be heard saying on the video, this is a good stop.
Yeah.
Well, they thought it was till they called the FBI. And then the FBI commanded them to release the human trafficker, who, again, I can't believe this, was listed as a gang member on Interpol, internationally wanted. And they're like, no, we don't want him. We don't have room. We got too many grandmas in the clink. January 6th, she took a selfie, you know.